Everyone who belongs to the truth listens to my voice. It was just 100 years ago that our brothers and sisters south of the border in Mexico were literally fighting for their most basic and fundamental religious freedoms. Plutarco Calles, president of Mexico at the time, passed laws with Congress making it punishable by death for a priest to celebrate Mass in Mexico. It was punishable by several years of imprisonment if he wore his religious garbs, that is, priests, brothers, and sisters. They essentially outlawed the Catholic faith and martyred countless men and women, laity, priests, religious, and children alike, who refused to be denied access to the sacraments and preferred death in heaven over a life without Mass, the anointing of the sick, baptism, marriage, confession, and so on. They were called the Cristeros. Some of them took up arms and were violent in defense of their basic religious freedoms. Others sought, like Martin Luther King, to be passively resisting the efforts of the government, and many supported the Cristeros while not taking up violence themselves for their own religious freedoms. Their cry was, Viva Cristo Rey, a government influenced heavily by the Masonic or Freemasons, would bring a Catholic country like Mexico to its knees and expel countless foreign-born priests and religious, and even locally native-born bishops. As the oppression grew against the Catholic country and majority in Mexico, the people stood up. They claimed Christ as their king. Que viva Cristo Rey y que vive la Virgen. They carried banners of Christ the King and Our Lady of Guadalupe, and they preferred death to not having access to the sacraments. 100 years ago in Colorado, the Ku Klux Klan had a second highest number of membership in the country, second only to Indiana. You could not run or be involved in government if you were not a Klan member, and your ancestors hid their accents, changed their last names, and attempted to assimilate. But it wasn't assimilation. It was oppression, racism, and outright hatred toward Catholics and immigrants by people who a century or two ago were immigrants themselves. The Know Nothing Party, if you Google it, grew up in this country specifically with the intention of expelling all Catholics and repressing them and not allowing any more immigrants to enter. That was just 100 years ago. But Catholics in the country, in this country, like in Mexico, would not be deterred. And while some caved under the terrible and horrific pressures by society to quote-unquote assimilate, they would not stop going to Mass, having the image of the Sacred Heart in their homes, an image of the Pope, and praying together daily as a family. They would not allow that to be taken away from them. And while the efforts to do so in this country pale in comparison to what was happening in Mexico at the same time, there was oppression nonetheless. Where have we gone in 100 years? Today, if it's too cold, or if we're busy, or the Broncos are playing, we can miss Mass, we think. Today, for the smallest reasons, we go to Mass only if it's convenient and miss it otherwise. Or we refuse to go to confession. We refuse to marry in the church. We refuse to teach our children their prayers ourselves and pray as a family before meals and before going to bed. Not because we are risking death by doing so, but simply because we don't. There's no oppression. There's no racism overtly for our Catholic faith. There's no efforts to oppress the expression of our faith by any means. In fact, even in this state, our mayor and many others are quite supportive of the immigrants, even the undocumented ones who are majority Catholic. And yet we don't pray. We don't go to the sacraments. We refuse to go to confession. Plutarco Calles has become us. We have become our own worst enemy. We don't need the Klan to make us feel afraid to walk to Mass. We are our own worst enemy. Everyone who belongs to the truth listens to my voice. As we stand on the shoulders of the Cristeros who have gone before us, yesterday celebrating the feast of Father Miguel Pro, a great martyr for the Catholic faith in Mexico during that time, or Saint Jose Sanchez del Rio, a 14-year-old who preferred to be tortured and killed than to shout death to Christ the King. Just a brief phrase, it would have saved his life. He knew what awaited him. He watched as they hung another person, telling him, "You're next." But to him, they did far worse. These saints that have gone before us and countless others we do not know gave their lives so that we can express and live our Catholic faith freely as we do today. Not for us to let it fall by the wayside and allow another king to reign in our lives. Jesus tells us that if we belong to the truth, we listen to his voice, meaning we do what he commands us to do. But today, many Catholics don't even know the Ten Commandments. So how can you keep them? I've made a point to buy flyers that's attached to the confessional and in the back about how to go to confession, where it explains not only naming each of the commandments, but explaining how they apply today so that we can do a good examination of conscience and confess our sins so as to receive the Eucharist worthily and well, that edifies and saves us and transforms us into his likeness. There's nothing keeping you from these sacraments but ourselves. So what will we do? Christ tells us that if we listen to his voice, we will keep his commandments, and he will reign in our lives. He will be the ruler and king, not of just the earth, but of our hearts, beginning there, so that thy kingdom come on earth as it is in heaven. As you know, our world is very far from looking like heaven. It seems like it gets worse year after year. And that's up to us, up to each one of you, the baptized faithful, to bring his kingdom here on earth as it is in heaven. How you vote, how you live, how you eat and drink, and how you share with others, and how you treat one another, how you speak, and whether or not you even pray. As we look back on these last 100 years and the persecutions both in Mexico and in this country, many have gone before us and suffered a great deal and gave up everything so that you and I can come to Mass and not be afraid of losing our job for doing so or being killed. And you're here because you believe. May you continue to hear his voice, listen to the truth that he offers of salvation, and frequently go to confession and Holy Communion, teaching your children to pray, praying together as a family at home, coming to Mass early to be prayerfully silent and prepared to receive the Lord in word and sacrament, and to treat others with the same dignity and respect you want to be treated, to show them the love not that they deserve, but that Christ shows us, which we don't deserve, and yet he loves us anyway. For this I was born, and for this I came into the world, to testify to the truth. If we live that truth, knowing it first and teaching it to our children, and abide by it by keeping his commands, there will be no question who our king is. When we refuse to go to confession, when we refuse to pray and raise our children in the faith, there is another king in our lives. It's not Jesus. And we have to begin by acknowledging who it is, what it is, that is ruling our lives and keeping us from him. We cannot have two kings. Our presidents come and go, as they do in Mexico and they do here, as well as our popes, our bishops, and our pastors and priests. But one thing remains the same, and it will never change. Christ is king of heaven and on earth. As the Cristeros laid down their lives to insist on having access to the sacraments, their crying last breath, as it was for Father Miguel Pro, just before they executed him by a firing squad, was Viva Cristo Rey. What is your cry? What will your cry be, day in and day out?